low-income families and great Americans. I still say it's one of the greatest places I've ever lived in my life, these buildings. Some of the greatest leaders and teachers were some of the elders in these buildings, holding them together with their spirit and their courage and their grit and their conviction. I watched not just the older folks, but I watched the kids. 8 years of living there, I watched the kids grow up. There was a group of kids that used to hang in the lobby of my buildings, guys, and I tell you, they were funny, they were amazing. I would come home at the end of long days, or even when I was hanging out with my friends, and I would hang out 15, 20 minutes in the lobby just talking with the kids sometimes. I watched them get older, and I saw one in particular. He reminded me of my dad. He had that quick wit, that great swagger. He had an intelligence about him. He was my father incarnate. They were both so similar, born to single moms. They were both so similar. They compelled me both. Well, as I got older and as I got closer to my mayoral election, I saw some things that troubled me. One, I came home and they started showing colors. I started seeing signs that they were with the Bloods and getting involved with gangs. I then started coming home and the lobby would smell like marijuana, which I had last smelled on places of this campus. And so I realized that I had to do something to intervene, and I started taking them out. I said, hey guys, let's go to a movie, any movie that you want to see, let's go. And they chose this movie that I thought was about home improvement called Saw. And I started taking them out to the diners to eat something, and I started bringing friends of mine who had been involved with gangs but had gotten out. And we had these amazing sessions of mentorship and conversation, but suddenly I got busy chasing after something really important. I was running for mayor.